Zondervan presents Patterns of Love, Book 2 in the Coming to America series by Robin Lee Hatcher. Read by Pam Ward. Patterns of Love. To those who came from far away to make America their home, especially in memory of my great-grandparents, Andrew T. and Selma Josephine Johnson, who immigrated from Sweden in 1868 and settled in Iowa, where 9 of their 13 children were born. Acknowledgements. My thanks to Ingrid Christensen and Margit Berglund, my cyberspace friends in Sweden. Thanks also to Mary Lee Woods and Diana Anderson, my cyberspace friends in Iowa, and to fellow author Cheryl St. John, who introduced me to Mary Lee and Diana. You were all so gracious and generous with your time, and answered so many questions from a virtual stranger. I will be forever grateful. For those familiar with Swedish names, please note that I have used the more common Americanized spellings in this book, including that of my heroine and her family, i.e. Lindberg instead of Lindberg. Any mistakes found herein are solely my own, and not the fault of those who endeavored to keep me from making them. Preface. To my readers. Patterns of Love was written in 1997 for the general romance market and was published in 1998. Since then, God has called me into a deeper walk of faith, as well as calling me to use the talents he entrusted to me in a new and better way, writing novels that share my hope in Christ. I was delighted when Zondervan expressed interest in revising and reissuing my Coming to America series because I'm fond of these stories. While you will not find the faith message as overt in these books as you will find in the novels that I've written specifically for Christian publishing houses, I believe you will find the stories entertaining and uplifting. One of my goals as a writer is to make my characters true to life, with all the faults and foibles that real people have. Unbelievers and Christians alike make mistakes, make foolish choices, fall into sin. I don't know any perfect Christians, and so I don't write about them. What I always hope to share is that we have someone to call upon who is perfect, someone who can take who we are and what we do and turn it into good when we trust in him. In his grip, Robin Lee Hatcher. Prologue. Ellis Island, New York Harbor, April 1897. Jostled by the other immigrants disembarking from the ferry, Inga Lindberg hurried down the gangway. There were some advantages to being tall, she thought, as she looked over the heads of others, her gaze locked on solid ground. It seemed months rather than weeks since the steamship had left Southampton, even longer since she and her family had bade farewell to Göteborg, Sweden, and she wondered what it would feel like to stand on something that wasn't rolling beneath her feet. She glanced over her shoulder, trying to catch a glimpse of her parents or sisters, but they had been swallowed up by the crowd. That she'd become separated from them was her own fault, of course. She'd wanted to get a better look at the Federal Immigration Depot and had worked her way to the railing to stare at the building and watch while immigrants from other ferries were unloaded and ushered inside. "Form a line! Form a line!" an official yelled in English. Another shouted the same in Swedish. Others yelled the command in a variety of languages. Inga glanced at her bodice, making sure the numbered card that had been pinned there before she'd left the RMS Teutonic had not been lost in the rush to shore. The number matched Inga to the steamship's manifest. Without it, her processing through immigration could be held up for hours, perhaps even days.
"Saints be praised! Sure, and I was afraid we wouldn't find you again."
Inga turned to find her shipboard friends, Mary Malone and Beth Wellington, standing behind her.
"Yeah, I am here. How are you feeling?"
"Tired."
Mary touched the round swell of her stomach, as if to reassure the unborn child within.
"You remember what I told you?"
Inga asked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?